Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Evans Zininga. And today on Live Talk, we are discussing the Private Voluntary Organizations PVOS Amendment Bill, which has sailed Thursday through Senate and now awaits President Emmerson Mnangagwa to sign into law. But first, let's take a quick look at political developments here in the U.S. with just 18 days to go to the polls. Gun violence victims and gun owners are expressing very different views on how the next occupant of the White House should tackle gun violence in the United States. The Democratic and Republican presidential nominees have made their stances very clear on the matter, and voters will soon have their say at the ballot box. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports.
Frank Cimarelli's son, Camden, acquired three firearms legally in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, before using one of them to shoot himself in December 2022, dying 5 weeks later. Camden's father became an advocate for more thorough background checks.
The stack of records that he has at the hospital, it's over 6 inches thick. It's over 1,200 pages. And when he bought a gun, nobody looked at it. And it would have said for the last decade he was threatening suicide.
Gun suicides in the United States reached a record high in 2023. 27,300 people took their own lives using a firearm, according to provisional data by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Hoping for tighter gun safety measures, Cimarelli will vote in November for the Democrats, who've made the matter a campaign priority. Wisconsin voter and firearm trainer Eddie Silas understands the need for gun laws, but isn't in favor of stricter ones being imposed.
Criminals, even terrorists, they don't care about gun laws and the enforcement of gun laws. So all it does is restrict our rights as gun owners to be able to protect ourselves and our family.
Stricter gun laws can save lives, says Nick Matusewski with the nonpartisan Wisconsin anti-violence effort.
We would heavily push for extreme risk laws, a procedure to remove firearms from individuals that are deemed to be threats to themselves or others.
Vice President Kamala Harris, a gun owner herself, promises to pass the so-called red flag laws if elected president.
I am in favor of the Second Amendment, and I believe we need to reinstate the assault weapons ban and pass universal background checks, safe storage laws, and red flag laws.
Former President Donald Trump, who is running for re-election, vows to loosen restrictions and calls into question Harris's stance on guns.
She's always said, we will confiscate all guns. Now she's saying, oh, no, guns, I think they're wonderful, right? Doesn't work that way. They're going to confiscate your guns.
Contrary to Trump's comment, Harris has said she seeks reasonable gun safety measures and is, quote, not trying to take everybody's guns away. Indoor shooting range co-owner Mark Repholz, an independent voter, sees universal background checks proposed by Harris favorably, but he doesn't think banning assault weapons such as the AR-15 would help curb gun violence.
You can get handguns with 30-round magazines, 33 round magazines, 50 round magazines. So as far as the capacity goes, there's so many other options besides the AR.
Repholz, who vote for Trump in November, believes enforcing the gun laws already in place is the best way forward to prevent more deaths. Nationwide, however, about 6 in 10 U.S. adults say it's too easy to legally obtain a gun, according to surveys conducted last year by the Pew Research Center and Gallup. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And the U.S. ambassador to Zimbabwe, Pamela Tremont, today signed a $475,000 grant support to seven civil society organizations in Zimbabwe. These organizations are working in various fields, including fighting drug and substance abuse, supporting democracy and human rights, sculpture making, and many others. Ambassador Tremont said the U.S. investment in this project is a demonstration of her country's support and commitment to the people of Zimbabwe. In response, the grantees said the support will go a long way in changing the lives of the people in the communities they work with in rural areas. Let's hear what Ambassador Tremont said.
So we just did a signing ceremony for small grants projects in Zimbabwe, where civil society organizations were awarded about $450,000 in total for community organizations who had ideas to solve their community's own problems. We were really impressed with the quality of applications. There were over 100 applications for these small grants, and we're looking forward to seeing the results of their projects that we hope will last long into the future after the grants have expired and the communities are able to keep the projects going.
That was U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe Pamela Tremont speaking earlier today in Harare. Rimwe remasangano awana rubatsiro muchirongwa ichi, Teen Rescue Mission Trust, ngatinzweiwo mukuru wesangano iri vaAbraham Matuka vachitaurawo.
Tiri organization inoshanda nevechidiki. My teenagers and my youth, panyeku risara ninyaye ma drugs and substance abuse, yezu no daka. Kichi risara zwekare ninyaye early pregnancy. Wana wakupinda mokuroro wakare chidike. Wane mimba, then also tinotaisa ninyaye emotion crime. Jese sitaka ona ninyaye kuti ma drugs, haruku konzeresa zinu jesu tatu. Kutumu nwe chidike akavae atura zinu daka. Anopinda mu early pregnancy wakona nita prostitution and always pizla wita mosa. Saka tukufara shukuru nekuda kwe grant ratawana kuno self help ambassador kuno kwe US embassy. Richard Bakhtira kutuma youth arkusira sina jopita, warkusira wari aidu wa sina jino batika. Saka kisha kwa sa kutuza takuta tukuta sa kutama projects. Akatari sana kutuza nesho huku, nesho welding, nesho kubika, uyeze nukuisa sol. Saka tukufara shukuru kuti Maria tabatswa naye ine US embassy ichatikwanisa kuti tikwanise kusvikira mayuthi vakati wande nokuva pacho kuti vawane chinova batsira muupenyu.
Avo vange vari mukuru wesangano reTeen Rescue Mission Trust vaAbraham Matuka vachitaura neStudio 7. Tanzwawo kubva kumukuru wemabasa musangano reAfrica Book Development Organization Amai Placidis Ranga.
Ranchatawana kutifaza spidaiti because tukusi ya kutira hakuto nita kutira kazi wangoni kuungana wachungana kudaru wanukuna kutawara nyayazavu zili wachunguru za nikuwa nezi wanda harufuwa wachanga kutisaka masolutions wana wanasi saka grandi ruva rapinda panjitu ruva ratanga kubabatila nizara hili kufariki kurinu mkata sa gurinu kuni nizara hili spidaiti wanaruku nika wanimi upedeo ipa papa wako utopo watu sinuzwa wako utokona kutu wana kuputa putukudu on the table. Wakaita put food on the table mburi zao ya utuwa zato simbao mshirwele ashtawa bata swa nanayi pawaku wana clean water boss wata mtile kwa boho pawaku wana clean water shmiro wata shirwele shato rijusa uye namoya ya kushia eche kujwa ya kutu wanikwa matabu ziko mama wano kurukura ya kutu hata atina school fees atina shirwele kupeka saka unuwa watu hilo ndambu ziko anyali halo nisina kutu wakwa mproje tukopoza asine kuti mbura ya hapo shmiro kutu mzara hiyo yato yeta school fees hiyo yato gafiritiko shmiro kutu kunyangine chikapu chakutobatika nangine chikufika chaisho chakutobatika maricha ya chaiyo mwako mawe ya kutobatika shakari sila nukazi sinuwa ni mabedi nzawa ato chakukwa wakutu ita sunduzi nani ndi mawelela wakutu ita upenya ato nani iwo futi wakumuna kundisaida kutukombe uza tingari meo ndi nzipi ni kutufahane chikumbata from this grand legacy from this grand ratawana.
Mukuru wemabasa musangano reAfrica Book Development Organization Amai Placidis Ranga vachitaurawo vari kuHarare. Regai timbo tora befu, we'll take a quick break. Please stay tuned. We will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And if you are just joining us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele. And we are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Moving back to our topic of the day, the Private Voluntary Organizations PVOS Amendment Bill sailed Thursday through Senate and now awaits President Mnangagwa's signature for it to become law. Attorney General Mrs. Virginia Mabiza has confirmed with us earlier today the development, saying the president has 21 days to sign the bill into law. The controversial bill was first introduced in 2020 and received widespread criticism for its chilling effects on civil society organizations. Critics said the law would have restrictions on freedom of association and compel foreign-funded PVOs to register as foreign agents, forcing all PVOs in the country to disclose funding sources and that government would have an oversight of their activities. The bill, once signed into law, imposes harsh penalties, including jail time of up to 1 year for perceived offenses. But human rights lawyers, opposition legislators, and other human rights activists say the new law is flawed and that it contains controversial clauses. And to discuss this, we are joined by ZANU-PF Member of Parliament and the Chair of the Justice Portfolio Committee, Mr. Energy Mutodi. And we were hoping to get an opposition member of parliament from, you know, the CCC, but we are still battling to get through to one of them who had offered to come, Senator from Matebelele and South, Solani Moyo. Hopefully he will join us. If not, this show goes on. We also have social justice analyst Mr. Tendai Ruben Mofana, a programs director with the Zimbabwe Networks for Social Justice. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting us. Mm-hmm.
Ndoda kutanga na vamutodi. Sasachigaro we committee. We understand the Justice Portfolio Committee sits right on your lap. Let's start by a bit of background. What does it mean to say the bill has passed the Senate? Titangire ipapo.
Okay, this is a private voluntary organization amendment bill. Mm-hmm. So what happens is that the bill first of all comes to parliament and it is debated at various stages of parliament. And once it is approved by the lower house, it is then submitted to the upper house, which is the Senate, mm-hmm. which makes its own deliberations. And in this case, as you have read, the right sense, it failed the true Senate. And now it is on the approval stage, which means that it's now ready for the president to sign it into law. Mm-hmm. So it's ready for it to be signed into law. That's what it means.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very loud and very clear there. Lambofana, if you can hear me, your take on the bill passing through Senate. FYI, I spoke to some people who told us that It was not debated. It smoothly sailed through Senate. What's your take on that?
My take is that it's quite unfortunate. It's quite unfortunate that Zimbabwe, a country that went to war, a protracted armed struggle to fight for democracy, human rights, and various freedoms that we even have enshrined in the Constitution, is making all the headlines for the wrong reasons. And all these wrong reasons have to do with the violation of people's freedom, the violations of people's human rights. And that is one example that we are seeing with this passing in Senate of the private voluntary organization bill. Because as you have mentioned, it seeks to give the government of Zimbabwe unfair powers, unjustified powers, and surveillance and oversight over organizations that are supposed to be non-governmental organizations. Let's remember that private, the very thing that we're using the word private, voluntary, private, these are not governmental institutions. The government has no business interfering in how the NGOs operate in the country. If there's anything that is criminal, yes, even if you're a private entity and a private company, there are laws that we already have in Zimbabwe that have to do with money laundering, that have to do with theft, that have to do with anything or subversive activities and so forth. So for the government to then introduce a new law that is specifically targeted at NGOs or civil society organizations or private voluntary organizations just goes to show that the objective here is not what the government claims. There are already laws, as I've already said, that can deal with such things as money laundering and so forth. The objective is to frighten, to threaten, to intimidate, and to crack down and clamp down on those organizations that the government has been fearing for all these years, which expose it to its human rights abuses, which expose its corruption, which expose the criminality that we are finding in the various avenues, sectors of our society. Those are the ones that are being targeted to be silenced so that they can be drained of all financial assistance.
Allow me to come in, Vambofana, ndaenda kuti murume ari kuparidza uyu. Tinoda kuti tipe mukana vamutodi kuti vadzoke. Before we pose the next question, Honorable Mutodi, would you like to respond to what Vambofana just said before we move on?
Yes, I was going to say that the amendments are in response to recommendations that were given by an international organization called the Financial Action Task Force.
Mm-hmm.
And these recommendations are aimed at curbing abuse of charities which have been seen to be financing criminal and, in some cases, terrorist activities. So this recommendation is not only for Zimbabwe, but definitely for many countries. And it's been sponsored by the G7 and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. So it's a progressive recommendation that was put forward, and because Zimbabwe is a member to the Financial Action Task Force, mm-hmm. it then took it upon itself to, of course, implement the recommendations. What my colleague is saying is partly falsehood and partly misleading statements. Because this bill is not taking away any rights of the private voluntary organization. It actually aims to streamline those activities to ensure that private voluntary organizations do not partake in non-core business. Like in the past, some of them have been seen to be politically lobbying or lobbying people to on certain political lines. There have also been abuses of funds. And there have also been activities that are not aimed for private voluntary organizations. And these are the issues that the bill seeks to address. Mm-hmm. So I don't see anything that is amiss on that bill.
Vambofana, tirikunzwa kuti masangano akawanda PVOs vari kutaura nyaya yekuti iri bill rikaitwa mutemo iri zvatova pachena kuti wava kuzova mutemo nekuti ratopfuura kwese kwarinofanirwa kuti ripfuure richavatsikirira richavatsimbirira. You've mentioned a little bit around that as well. Do you have examples you can cite to say paya paya pakati apo pakati apo pakati?
Ndomvandanzwisisa mubvunzo wenyu. Bhiri hongu ratopfuura kulow house of parliament rakaenda kuupper house of parliament raakumirira munyoro wahead of state wapresident Mnangagwa kuti uve mutemo. Saka sekuona kwangu rinogona kutozosainwa rakaita mutemo. Asi tichati netsei ndechekuti mutemo wakatotanga kushanda kare. Sei ndiri kudaro? Ndiri kudaro nekuti hurumende yedu inoshanda ndandikati zvikamu zviviri. Chekutanga ndechekuti inogona kutoisa mutemo unombundikidza kodzero dzevanhu sezvatinoona zvoda kuitwa nepvo bill. Chechipiri, kungotsitsidzira kwacho kuti tiri kuda kuisa mutemo wakati 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 zvakatotanga kutoshanda kupinza kutya kare. Saka isusu vamwe tirimo mango iwawa ndo kwandiri kubvawo tinotoziva isu kuti kwemakore maviri apfuura hurumende ichitsitsidzira nemutemo wepvo bill masangano akawandisa asinei mamwe acho nezvematongerwo enyika anobatsira muenvironment anobatsira munyaya dzekurapwa kwevanhu kwehutano hwevanhu dzehealth anobatsira mune zvemuchikoro zvekudzidza kwevana anobatsira kana mumatapi venhau chaiwo kumedia uku nezvimwe zvakadaro vaakutoshaya donor funding dzavaimbowana kare nekuti vanopa mari vanobva kune dzimwe nyika kunyanyanyanya vakava kutotya mutemo wekuti zvino takavapa mari ava kuti vaite mabasa avo ari pachena asinei nezvematongerwo enyika asinei nezvekusapota mapato anopikisa asi kungoita mabasa avo emazuva nemazuva mari hasichatouyi. Saka tiri kutoona kuti mutemo uyu wakatotanga kutoita zvauri kuda kuti uitwe nehurumende yemuzimbabwe yekunyima mari kumasangano ari kumasira ruzhinji rezimbabwe. Nyaya iri kungoshorwa nehurumende yemuzimbabwe ndeyekuti vari kutaurirei chokwadi, vari kutaurirei kuti machina ari kumora upfumi hwedu atipadza makomo atiba atitora atienda nezvinhu kunze kwenyika pasina vanhu vamisa. Havadi kuti vanhu vataure kuti kune vanhu vari kurohwa vari kutyorwa kodzero dzavo zuva nezuva. Zvinhu izvozvo ndo zvinotozonzi muri kusapota muri kutsigira mapato anopikisa pasina kana umbou kana humwe chete hwekuti pane sangano rakazvimirira kana kuti CSO kana NGO riri kufanda kana kusapota opposition. Asi wakangobvira wataura kuti zviri kuitwa nehurumende yezimbabwe hazvina kunaka zvakati 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 watonzi watosapota watotsigira mapato anopikisa munyika. Saka muchaona kuti ndozohombesesa handikuti pane achatombofungwa nenyaya yedu kutaurwa yepvo bill. Zvakakupa nepatriotic bill rakasosainiwa kare kare hapana kana munhu mumwe chete amboti asungwa nepatriotic act iyoyo. Asi tiri kungoita mabasa edu semazuva ese. Asi chinangwa chehurumende ndechekuti pasauye mari ichazobatsira masangano akazvimirira maNGO kubva kumadhona vachitya mutemo iwowo. Asikutaurachokwadi hapana NGO iri kuita money laundering muno muzimbabwe. Zvese zviri kutaurai money laundering etatoitwa navari kupa goridhi
vamwe
vari kupa ngoda ndo vari kuita money laundering kana kufainisa materorism ari kutaurayo. Hakuna NGO iri muzimbabwe iri kufainisa terorism. Zvino mutemo wekuzoisa wekuti unongoti nangananga nemaNGO kuti
regai tipewo vamutoti mukana vapindure.
regai tipewo mukana vamutodi vapindure ndinoziya kuti nonzwa kuti kune masangano anoshanda pamwe chipi naiyo hurumende nemapato akasiyana siyana arimo munyika munyaya idzodzi dzekubatsirana munyika nezvakawanda wanda zviri kuitika vamutodi kune here zvamunganongedzere semuenzaniso kuti paya pakati kana kuti paya pakati panobuda nyaya idzi dzekuti kune maorganizations anezenga akushandisa mukano wekunge arimo munyika kupusha dzimwe nyaya dzakawanda wanda dzimwe dzamabata idzi.
Well, I think the speaker there, the police there is saying that the exceptions about some lobby organizations which overstep their mandate. He's speaking about mining activities by Chinese, he's speaking about human rights issues and so on, which are actually political issues, which actually raise political questions. My understanding of private volunteer organizations or non-governmental organizations is that they focus on gender equality, they focus on empowerment of women and social inclusion. They also focus on climate change and environmental protection. They look on disability, equality, equity, and rights. They, on climate change, poverty, eradication, those are the issues that NGOs must be looking at. Also health issues. But kana wakutaura kuti kune makomo ari kuputwa, kune vanhu vari kubungidzwa kodzero dzavo, kune vanhu vari kuhautifuri kuita basa re-civic society organization. Actually, what you are doing now is that you are now interfering with the political system and you are now a political party. You are now aiding a political movement, which is actually against the objectives of the private government organization. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let me also go on to say, this new law is not going to change much in terms of organizations that have been registered under bilateral agreements and multilateral agreements. These organizations will continue to operate the same way they've been doing. There are new amendments are targeting organizations that overstep their mandate. And in the new law, the registrar is going to be put in place to ensure that they register those organizations. And in the case that they abuse their mandate or they overstep their mandate, the registrar can actually appoint a commission or some kind of a board which can then run the organization while investigations are being carried out. And also, if there's any complaint against the actions of the registrar, any aggrieved party can actually appeal to the minister, and the minister can actually suggest or suspend the registrar's directives. So this is a regulatory framework that is actually going to assist in the efficient management of NGOs. And it's also going to build the trust between the CSO and the government so that we can work in a peaceful manner and trust in each other that each one of us is maintaining their line of business.
Aiwa, tinokutendai vamutodi netsananguro yamapa iyoyo. Toda kuti vambofana mudzokewo tipete chirongwa mashoko enyuwo ekupedzisira tichipendera.
Mashoko ano ekupedzisira ndeyekuti handibvumirani nekuti masangano akazvimirira anongofanira kungobata nyaya dzekumaumiriro ekunze dzevanhukadzi asingabati mahuman rights. Kuamerica uku chaiko chaiko kwa vamwe vacho kunonzi kunobva fundin yacho kune masangano akawanda vana human rights watch ndeve kuamerica vana america civil liberties union nevamwe vakawanda vanotogara vachinetsana nehurumende yekuamerica nyaya dzekusungwa kwevanhu kuna naguantanamo bay nyaya dzanapatriot act dzekutora information inonzi iri private zvakadini vakakurayiwa kunoitwa vanhu nemapurisa kunyanya vechitema kuamerica ikoko inyaya dzinotosoropodzwa zvemasango sangano akazvimirira senge vaana america civil liberties union nana human rights watch nevamwe vakadaro havambopi vakabhomiswa mabasa iyoyo chinzi maakupindira munyaya dzematongerwo enyika nyaya dzekuti inini ndamunikidzwa kodzero dzangu haiti nyaya yematongerwo enyika inyaya yekodzero dzangu. Saka ndakaona ndakurohwa nemapurisa kana nemauto nemasoja ndichiurayiwa So now,
but let me thank both of you gentlemen for being on the show today. Amazing discussion. I wish we could go on and on. We also thank our viewers and listeners at home. Thank you for being on the show. And that brings us to the end of today. Signing off in Washington, I am Evans Zininga.